Welcome to Highly Questionable. We got Dominique Foxworth, we got Clinton Yates, and we all have in common. We forgot today was a holiday. Therefore, we did not put in for off time on the sheet.
Did the match two exceed your expectations?
Yo, I gotta say, given that I didn't even realize this damn thing had a name until it came on television, the whole Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady golf thing, surprisingly entertaining. I don't know what I expected necessarily, but what I didn't expect was Tom Brady to relate to America simply by being bad at golf, right? Like, the thing about golf, and this is the difference between all these other sports, you'll never know what it's like to play against, say, Michael Jordan, right? In golf, the course is Michael Jordan. The course is the opponent. You know what you would look like playing on a course like the one they were on. And Tom Brady looked like me. Actually, I think I look a little better while I do it. He just looked like he was bad. I would have been happy with it myself.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any expectations for this, which is why I didn't watch it. But the social media reaction was fun, and I caught up on it afterwards and watched all the clips. And yes, it exceeded my expectations. I expected not to want to watch any of this stuff, be it live or taped. But I really enjoyed it. It was funny. It was fun. They were going at each other. We saw Tom Brady's underwear. We also saw him embarrass himself in many other ways. And then we saw him come through at the end. They were making fun of each other. It was a lot of fun. I would love to see the match three just with some better athletes, because while those guys are great champions, they're not all that athletic, and I really wasn't trying to see that.
The second I saw Peyton Manning ribbing Tom Brady for being a fugitive on the run, I was all in on this. My expectations were sky high, and they exceeded them tremendously. Whenever Charles Barkley is in a loose format with golf involved and gambling as well, you have a winner. You add on top of that the fact that dudes were actually wearing shorts on the course, like all of you normal golf dudes do when you're playing, I'm in for that. Tiger looked like a normal person, not like a robot, and he was locked in on the golf course. This was tons of fun, man. Peyton Manning out here talking SEC trash. Justin Thomas out there on the links as well. This was fantastic. I had big time expectations, and it was funnier than I thought it was going to be for something that only involved somebody that I thought was cool. One person, and that's Chuck.
Hold on. We're going to get to the greatest golf shot of Tom Brady's life, but I want to get back to Dominique saying that he'd like to see better athletes. What are these amazing feats of athleticism that you expect them to perform on the golf course, Dominique, right? All right, so let's go ahead. Let's get, I don't know, Michael Johnson, right? Champion of the 200 and the 400 out there. What do you think you're going to do? See him run from hole to hole?
I mean, Michael Johnson, not a great athlete. That's sprinting. Like, athleticism, in my mind, requires some coordination. Sprinting straight isn't necessarily an athlete. It's a combination of explosiveness and coordination. That's all I'm saying. Like, these guys, I understand your point. Golf is not necessarily a sport where they can showcase that. But I was just hating on them because they're quarterbacks, and I tend to find a way to hate on quarterbacks. If we're being honest, that's all that happened.
Can we get this clip, though, of Charles Barkley talking crazy to Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady was out here looking bad. And this is the thing that tells you what you need to know about great professional athletes. All you got to do is tick them off just a little bit. And then next thing you know, Tom Brady's going for an eagle.
Hey, Tom, how many shots you want? This Chuck.
Chuck.
Come on, man. I'm going to give you some shots, man. I want
all
some
right,
of you.
Gotta get going.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
get him.
Go
in.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You made it.
Wow.
Take a second at Chuck.
Wow.
Hey,
Chuck.
Hey, man.
Chuck.
I got, that's
Chuck.
Awesome.
Shut your mouth, Chuck. Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out here.
Hey.
Wow.
That's what I needed.
Dog, and he spun it back. Like, that's the whole thing about it. As much as I want to dismiss the whole idea and just say he pulled it out of his keister, he did kind of spin it back.
I mean, you're arguing that he has that Michael Jordan gene where he can take it to a next level? Wanting to do well is not enough. You got to say something to wake him up, and he pulls it out. I mean, I guess it's fair. He does have six titles.
The reason this was funny was because in the context of the actual match, they were dogging Brady hole for hole for hole for hole, and he pulled this out right when everybody thought he wasn't going to do anything. They had Bama's calling in on the celebrity line just to talk trash in Brooks Koepka, and he nailed it in his mouth. It was a bigger performance from Tom Brady than anything I've ever cared for that he did on a football field, for sure.
Also, the smack talk. real two America sort of situation. At one point, Phil Mickelson said, and I quote, "That's what I'm talking about." And look, do what you do wherever it is that you're from. People have been like, they talk different smack, but they had to be more polite because it was the live microphone. That don't change the fact that they are who they are, and they do it different than a lot of us other people do. And they, in this case, does in fact include a dude named Eldrick.
Leave them G's. You don't got to take the G's everywhere. You can leave the G's.
Is there anyone you guys would want to see in the match three?
Oh, yeah. No question, man. If we're going to have these quarterbacks out here, forget about the last generation of quarterbacks. Let's get the next generation of quarterbacks out there. That's right. Lamar Jackson. That's who I want to see out there, right? That's the guy that I want to see performing in this activity. We're not here for the actual performance of the golf. We're here for the personalities and how – tell me how dope it would be if Lamar Jackson was like, I've never played golf before, and I just came out here and shot an 85.
Either way, I mean, I think the answer to if you want somebody to be added to any situation, Lamar Jackson is the right answer.
Because correct.
Lamar Jackson is that authentic person that you want to hear, you can experience, you can relate to, whether he's good or not. But I do think that coming off the Last Dance, Michael Jordan out there betting on everything, talking trash, maybe being great, maybe not being great, someone getting him upset and him no longer talking and just locking in and doing a push off before his putt, like that would be great.
I don't know if old boy from The Last Dance, who's the actual golfer in that movie, is still, you know, with us or not behind bars, but old boy with the Jerry Curl Slim, he's who I want on the course. And on top of that, if we got to go with NFL dudes, stick with the Mannings. I want Eli, just so he can crush Tom Brady's dreams yet again.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
You want to change something? Change up the overall setup. One game, three games, five games, seven games in the NBA Finals. You really want to get something moved.
Should the NBA reseed 1 through 16 for the playoffs this year?
All right, so you probably heard about this idea the NBA's got to try to finish out the season at the Wild World of Sports in Orlando. They'd have all the teams in what is in effect a bubble. And since you have that, then that means that nobody has to travel, which means that one of the arguments against reseeding the playoffs 1 through 16 instead of having conferences goes away because everybody's going to be in the same place. And I get why people think this is a wonderful idea. The problem is the NBA schedule is set up for conferences. You only play two games per year against the other conference. You're playing three, four, five against the ones in your own conference. These schedules aren't balanced. If you're going to use the records as the way to see, that thing's already been thrown off by the way the schedule is. So I get why people want it, but I don't think it's a fair play.
I don't mind the idea of seeded playoffs if you care about that kind of stuff, but I don't care about that kind of stuff. I just want to see the best tournament in the world, the NBA playoffs, and that includes the one with the college kids that throw up bricks and can't play defense as well. There's no need to change anything if it's already working. Ancient African proverb, ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. It's not something I want to do, but I feel like it's fair to present the other side of the argument, which is you want to get better teams and better stars, and it makes for a better product. If you're talking about having a great playoffs, you want the players that you know. And while we are in sports and maybe we know people that are deeper on the rosters, I still don't want to see them play. Any playoff that has less stars out there is a worse playoffs. I like the idea of having the conferences because I like it makes the 82-game regular season feel a little bit more relevant. If you throw out the seeding altogether, then I feel like it makes the games that are already somewhat irrelevant even more irrelevant. So even if it's just for this bubble situation, I could understand them kind of trying it out now, but I hope they don't go forward doing that.
Well, it also is interesting that in this year that people are talking about it, if you started the season right now, you might have, for example, the Lakers and the Nets in the first round, which might get you LeBron and Kevin Durant. There's some intriguing matchups this year that I think that'll get people to push the idea farther and farther just because they like it. But one thing we got to keep in mind is we might be back in this bubble again next year. Like nobody knows how long this is going to be. So be careful doing something that establishes a precedent down the line that you're not prepared to live up to.
You want to change something? Change up the overall setup. One game, three games, five games, seven games in the NBA Finals. You really want to get something moved.
You want one game first round series. That's what
how
you want. One game
be?
In the first round.
Best ticket in America. Only Dominique Foxworth could afford to be able to be on the wood for that.
You're setting fire to everybody's money doing that nonsense.
Welcome to my life.
Do you question the effectiveness of Jameis's new workout?
All right, so this is Jameis. Is he the second or third string quarterback in New Orleans? I can never really tell. He's definitely being paid like the third string compared to Taysom Hill. Anyway, what we got? He's here working out?
Oh, look at that.
Wait, what?
Look at that. Former FSU Seminole right fielder, number 44. You don't know about that. He used to switch hit, Dominique. This is a good-looking cut right there from a guy who doesn't normally bat right. He normally bats left.
Why is he batting?
It's a work on his
hip rotation. What is he doing? You don't mind
it. It's the Dak Prescott drill. You know what I'm saying? All this. Y'all were playing that clip all day long.
He has on a helmet, he is swinging a bat, and he's wearing a pair of Jordan 1s. No, I don't understand any of this.
Boxer, I'm sure you've seen this drill.
I've never seen that drill. I feel like it was a joke. They did that because they wanted some attention. His trainer was playing a joke on him. He set him up. He's like, drop back. And I'm sure maybe he argued that it could help you with your hips or something, but Jameis's hips weren't the problem. His eyesight and decision-making were the issue. I don't know how this translates to eyesight and decision-making, but if it does, more power to it, but I don't see it.
Funniest thing about this is that his swing looks better than it ever did in a batter's box in Tallahassee.
He hasn't mastered this sport, so why we got him mixing in new sports?
Do you question if Coach O has gotten more nimble?
All right, so there is a viral clip. I think this was last year. People think this is Ed Ogeron. Dan does not believe it's Ed Ogeron. That is... I don't think that's Ed Ogeron.
That's definitely not Ed Ogeron.
I don't think that's...
We can only prove it one way. We got to get that man to talk. That's the only way to know if it's a good point or not.
Yeah, fair. But hold on, we have new footage of Ed Ogeron. Let's get a look at this. All right, so that last guy was not Ed Ogeron.
No. Bro, there are so many parts of this that are so fantastic. Look at the delicateness, the delicateness with which he takes out that little hand towel and just dabs ever so slightly. Look at that joke. My man is so crucial with it.
I just feel like he might as well walk at that point. Like, am I wrong for saying that? Because if it's going to be like that, I would have just started walking.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like that little trot, I don't even know if it qualifies as a trot. It's kind of embarrassing. Like, if you out for a workout, then work out. If you out for a walk, then walk.
You going to tell me that to
his face?
Here's
my thing, man. Yeah, this is my thing about running, man. Either we running to something or we running from something. Running just to say that we did it is the dumbest thing in the world to me. I'll never get that. What you gonna do? I'm gonna go run a few miles. I personally have worked hard in my life so I could drive a ride.
Real facts though, if you're gonna run on a beach, make sure you're wearing something on your feet because you will otherwise trip and fall. And I know your little hood cousins, Dominique, wear those aqua socks when they be in the pool, so you know what I'm talking about.
This again is an example
Mind
of
someone
who's not an athlete. I never felt running on a beach. Lift your knees up. Get them high.
Did you ever fall running on the field?
Oh, that's what we doing? We setting it up? Okay.
Put it up.
It's fine. I'm not ashamed. That's fine. It's fine. You guys are your hard bottoms on fields. You never wore a cleat on a reasonable field in your life.
Tuesday at 5:30 a.m. on ESPN2, the KBO.
All right. They're really trying to make this thing happen. I understand where they're coming from. I have not been up at 5:30 in the morning, so I can't say that I'm just jumping for it. However, they say this clip has an Ephus pitch in it, and who does not love an Ephus pitch?
Hear anything about the Yankees, so I became naturally a Mets fan. Shea Stadium was only a subway ride, so...
Wow! 49 miles an hour. That's in kilometers. Oh, I know Feli made gloves.
1975, Boog.
Look at that. Not intrigued. Dominique, what about you?
Yeah, I'm not intrigued. It is both baseball and early in the morning. That pitch was cute though. I'm down for watching the replay, but I feel bad. Right now I'm just eating up more time to give Clinton less time to talk baseball because I know how much he wants to.
It's fine. I watch these games. I don't need to talk about it with y'all, Brimis. You know what I'm saying? My man Boog Ciambi's out here with his own cutouts behind home plate, and Eduardo Perez gets personalized songs from the actual cheerleaders at the games. That's good enough for me. I don't need to talk with y'all because I'm already watching. How about that?
Can you hit that? You can hit that. 49 miles an hour. You can hit it, right, Clint?
I could. Dude, but the best part about it is that he squares around the bunt as if it's going to be a problem, and then he doesn't even swing, and he gets popped in. That's hilarious. What a great pitch.
You are so much more excited than we are.
Absolutely.
All right. Appreciate you guys joining us. Dan will be back tomorrow. Dominique can still be telling Clinton that baseball ain't that cool. I like
baseball. I'm going to the beach.
Don't catch it. Yeah, I tell you this, though. A-Rod is not the one to send that Ephus nonsense to.
First of all, A-Rod, Texas A-Rod. This pitch up
high. Want to know the ultra chain, but not thrown for a strike. For all we know, maybe El Duque doesn't want to throw it for a strike. Maybe he wants a hitter to try to jump out of his shoes and swing, but thus far, most of the hitters have refused to swing. And it'll be a 1-0 to A-Rod. Another one is swung on.
No, thank you. You can take that all the way out.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
Like, come on, dog.
Right. I'm A-Rod, bro. What do you think this is? You're not going to do it twice, though. Back to back. You're not getting away with that nonsense.